them make the news. They got to really, really want to.
Right.
And if a voice calls the phone and says, look, no, you can't come now. It's not the time to come. How do they know that's me? They don't know it's me. They got to get here and be with me for their rep.
So,
mm-hmm. What is that? When you're standing with me, you know it's me.
Exactly.
You got to check this out. And Pop says, when he comes home, and the dude who stands at the podium talks about it, and I did this, and I did that, and what went on with all my stuff, and my this, and my that, he said, that's not me. That's a body double. You understand?
Yes, I understand.
The person who comes home, who's really my father, he won't be talking about anything other than his people. The people come what? First. You understand me?
Right.
So anybody who stands up in front of us talking about my this, I did that, I did this, this, that, this, that, that being is out of line and out of order. Not one of us. Yes, you are. You are. Hey, husband, want to say hi.
Okay.
Hi.
Greetings, sister. How you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm excellent. You know, I can't complain.
Well,
you know, how are you dealing with the obvious?
What's that?
No, I was just asking how you hold.
Tell me, explain something.
Yeah, the family is definitely sending their love and support, care, and all that.
I thank them all. Thank you.
Right.
I appreciate it.
Okay. Yeah, they're all looking forward, and I am too. Looking forward to hearing more from you. You know.
Okay. Okay.
Well, I'll tell you what, man. Only way we do better is to do more. And so, doing more consistent every day. When we open our eyes, thinking our new, we're getting on the phone and calling our family and saying hi. Saturday, love you all. And then in that, before long, I should be home because we'll start loving, they'll start loving, we'll all start loving in the way by which we're supposed to. Then our love will grow. The more love we have, more love, more joy, and aid the time could ever destroy. You feel me?
Hear you, man.
You understand that, son? That's the song for the day. I want you to get Smokey Robinson's song and put more love on it. The one called More Love, play it repetitively throughout the day. Put it in the Blog Talk and just where they can click on one time and hear nothing but More Love.
Okay.
Hear me?
Yes, I hear you. More right. Love by Smokey Robinson. Gotcha.
And the song for our daughter is Heaven Can Wait. Can Heaven Wait by Luther Vandross.
Okay.
Play it, and you see what you think of it first, and call me back and let me know.
I will. All right, Master. I'll get back to you on that.
Oh, 1 second. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm supposed to. I'm going to see the answer.
I like
thinking
for it. You know, my daughter.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You okay? I'll hope you get that.
Okay, so let's do that. It was 55 minutes. No, it was now down to 55 minutes. Well, she was dead after I hung up the phone with her.
Yeah, it was not, listen to this. That's significant. I'll tell you why in a minute. In terms of our daughter's death, it was narrowed down to from the time she hung up the phone to the time she was actually murdered. Be 55 minutes. Now, I want to explain the significance of the number 55. See, there's a science called the science of the Hua. How the symbol itself came to be. And it starts with the closing the door on the floor. It then brings in, listen. See, when you look at the number 4, it's written several different ways. I'm not going to explain the book, but what I will tell you, the 55th attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tell you all something. Find out what that is, then take the number 5 and put it back to back, and you'll start to see something.
Hmm.
And then all know that the symbol is spinning. Okay, it vibrates, spins. When you all understand the spin of the whole symbol, you'll understand what is sending divine love all across the globe. You'll understand how Tahuti's net cannot be broken. You'll understand that indeed the God-man is the only true fertility God there is. And that Anubis and Anubis is two different beings. And that Osiris and Osiris is two different beings. One is ours and one is not. And that which is and that which is not are two different things. But the two meet at a place, vibrating so intensively that they then overlap and become one. That's where the question and the answer become one, and you start to realize just how serious the meeting place of the heavens and the earth really is, or should I say, the heavens and the blue rock. We have to alleviate that word, earth. Earth is crap. Nature. Asthma. Dark mud. All belonging to us, because you can take some milk, baby, and you can put it into some coffee, and it becomes a lighter shade of coffee, but it's still coffee.
Right.
You take some coffee and some milk, guaranteed it's not milk no more. Remember that, y'all. Why do you think I am Hushapat? Listen, if you look at the pictures of Quarison, what do you notice different about Quarison and all the other elders?
She's a woman, first of all.
Who, Quarison?
Yes.
Wait. Shh. Come back. Now, what do you notice differently about the picture of Quarison that stands out differently in terms of physical characteristics versus or against what the other elders may look like?
Well, yeah, I mean, she's an older woman. I mean, it's...
Quarison is an older woman?
Right. On that picture, I mean, that's...
Now, listen, see, I want to explain something. Now, isn't that interesting?
Why? Yeah, it is.
What you're looking at is a combination of what Hushapat and I look like together. This is why some people will see Quarison as a man, other people will see Quarison as a what?
Woman.
And they are neither.
Mm.
Because they sit center of the two. If you look at Quarison, you'll notice that I am not Anunnaki. I am not Nitiru. Right?
Right.
Do I carry Anunnaki features?
No. The big eyes, no, the kind of, you can tell she's not that
no,
tall.
No, not arm in shape, are they?
No.
Because I come from a significant place in space. You know what it's called?
The neutral zone.
The neutral zone. I sit the center seat as so also does Hushapat. When you look at us, you will see that we are every race. And we are male and female, what? At the same time, we are just, I am male and she is female. You follow me?
Follow
you. At the time that I will show the compassion of a what? Of a woman. I have to be. I don't know why. Because I have to have an extra sense of compassion in order to deal with, listen, Negroes. Beings who still need to grow, right?
Right.
And so would Hushapat have to have extra sense of what? Compassion,
mm.
Right?
Yes, good. Right.
But you all have to have an extra sense of compassion also in order to be able to deal with her and us in our now, which will soon become our then, which will then become our now, and now and then, now and then, now and then. Watch.
Unken Anchor. I'm pushing now, pushing and pulling, ascending and descending. Figure it what?
Movement. Well.
In, out, and in.
In, out, yeah.
Now. I can only give it to you the way I know it was given to me. Moving one grain of sand. I'm the prince, while my father is the whole of peace. And to you all, assalamu alaikum. Rahman ta'ala wa barakatuhu. How's it going? Nashadu wa la ilaha illallah. وحده لا شريك له الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله وعلى كريم وصلى الله على الحمد الجميل والمسيح والمخدي والمجدد لأن مختلف
Nice, yeah.
Hotel family, we love you.
Hotel, peace and love, brother.
Hey, listen, I'll be calling you because